You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's get into it. Terence Hove is the Senior Market Analyst with Xmas. Thank you very much, Terence, for your time this evening. Let's take a look at how the markets fared with the JSE All Share Index losing 1%. Today, Resources Index 6% weaker, but the Industrial Index finished stronger today at 1.1%.
Yeah, good evening, Didi. Thanks for having me on the show. It has been an interesting trading day today. I think in the earlier sessions, probably you'd have also seen through the South African rand, not much was happening. But in the later part of the day, there was quite a bit of volatility in the price action across markets as well, and that would have been driven around sentiment around comments. During the U.S. Fed Chair's Powell speech. But earlier to that, like you mentioned, we got those employment figures for South Africa, and it didn't paint a positive picture, given that in the previous print it had notched down, and to see it notching higher. So sentiment, I think, all around the market today, and in particular a news that will be related to how the government will respond to that unemployment figure.
Sure. If we preview the U.S. inflation figure for tomorrow, the target is some 2%. What are you looking forward to?
I think 2% would be the magical number, definitely. For the various committee members, because that by now, by this time of the year, the expectation was that, headline figure would be getting closer to 2%. But inflation has proved to be quite sticky, and including those comments coming from the Fed chair earlier this afternoon, advising that it seems higher for longer now, up until it comes to that 2%. But I think the pressure is still there, primarily driven by a robust jobs market as well, in the U.S. So we will see if that figure comes out higher than expectation and higher than previous, we'll definitely see that flowing through in that dollar-rand trade as well.
Mm. The big story for today, another big story for today, Anglo-American rejecting a new 782 billion rand takeover offer from BHP. Let's start with a bit of context in terms of how we got to this point.
Yeah, I think the driver behind this was the initial bid that we saw. And I think everyone was somewhat surprised, to see that headline. But such moves, in terms of the context, are primarily driven, by shareholder conversations, and it's been the same for Anglo in this case. And also notably, who constitute those shareholders is very important. And if the board consists of some activist shareholders, there's a possibility, that they will push, for more profitability in regards to their share of the pie. And in this case, Anglo does have activist shareholders such as Elliott Investment on the board. That could be a driving factor around this decision, because we've also seen Anglo come out saying they're looking to now unbundle, less profitable assets, streamline the business and make it more nimble, and while focusing on more profitable assets, in particular their copper assets. So they're looking to unbundle the diamond business, platinum, and into moving out of coal mining as well. So that's quite significant, in terms of, the makeup of Anglo American. But it seems that the market wasn't, expecting that bid to be accepted as well, because on that rejection we've seen, for example, in the London trade, BHP dropping about 5%, and in Johannesburg through Amplats, on 10%. So this is probably showing that the shareholders are not confident that the deal will happen.
And it's not just shareholders, right? But when we speak on that sentiment, or rather when we focus on the word sentiment, because reaction has been coming in thick and fast, with some stating that South Africa is no longer an investment destination. Is this a correct assessment, do you perceive?
Look, I think there's a lot of pressures that have been in the market for business. And I think we've seen recently, you know, comments that are coming out where this is being addressed. And I think right now it's also important to be aware of, you know, market trends that are happening, you know. And to investors, for example, we've had other big companies being targeted. So if that were true, you know, we recently saw that is ongoing, that Chanel Plus, you know, looking to acquire MultiChoice because of the reach and the channel it has. So, I mean, and that's quite a significant amount that the bid represents. So I would shy away from agreeing with that statement, in all fairness, because there's quite a lot of pockets of value within South Africa.
Fair enough. Transaction Capital issuing a trading statement. What stood out for you?
Yeah, I think for Transaction Capital, in my case, it's the ongoing profitability turn. You know, we buy cars, and that move that they made with regards to the separation. So yeah, I think it's for me it's a neutral at the moment, if I can position my way that my view that way.
Sure. What are the quarterly updates from MTN and Santam? What stood out for you?
Yeah, I think one of the key things is if we look at MTN, the environment that they're operating for one of their key markets is really difficult at the moment. And coupled with the fact that there's a high inflation globally that they need to operate in. So I think that main factor for MTN that's also stood out was that devaluation, you know, that ongoing devaluation of the Naira and how it's affecting profitability. You know, for example, just on the currency alone, you know, there's quite a billion rands worth of value that's being lost on that valuation. So that's a concern, you know, for that market. And earlier, some news then came out as well on their leadership movement. So I think the outlook for MTN is really going to be around how they manage that high inflation and devaluation of the Naira in terms of seeking stability around those microeconomic variables.
Mm. On the commodities front?
Yeah, commodities. I think we've seen gold doing fairly well. And again, this was backed by that sentiment around the U.S. Fed interest rate path and the outlook. And we would have seen a lot of volatility that is coming out in that price action. In oil, we saw a bit of sell-off during that time frame as well. So I think overall, when we look at the commodities, gold has generally done very well this year. I think a lot better than what was initially expected. It remains elevated at the moment in terms of the upward price pressure. And I think for as long as geopolitical risks as well remain prevalent in the market over and above the interest rate and inflation outlook, I think gold also remains elevated out there. And of course, with OPEC and we awaiting a statement from them, and later in the week we've got a U.S. Stockpiles update as well. So the price of oil will be one to look out for going into tomorrow's trade and the rest of the week.
Terence, thank you so much for your time this evening. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Exmis.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app. and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.